Urges are a completely normal part of recovery. The intensity, the duration, the strength of the urge will vary, and everyone is different. What is clear, though, is that if you resist the urge, it passes. It may take more or less time, and always be prepared for an urge being stronger, longer lasting, more intense than you expected. And of course, the longer you go without the addiction behaviour, the less frequent urges usually become. Be aware though that urges can resurface at any time. It helps, I believe, to see the urge as having two parts. The first is the physical craving. Just as we get hunger pangs when we want to eat, the urge to use can come upon us when our bodies start to tell us that it wants a substance, the kick from the addictive behaviour. Learn how that manifests itself in you. What physical markers do you get? The second is the mental process that takes place. What is going on inside your head when you feel an urge? What do you say to yourself? What exact words do you use? What are you feeling? With both parts, the physical and the mental, once you know what you're dealing with, it's then about learning to interrupt the pattern. Interrupt the actions, thoughts, and feelings that tell you that the urge is there. And this links to replacement actions. What can you do? What can you tell yourself? How can you get yourself out of the urge process into a non-urge process? Finally, it's really important post-urge to note how strong the urge was on a scale of 1 to 10. How long did it last? What were you doing? Thinking, seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, smelling when the urge started? What worked to regain control? Managing urges is about learning to surf the urge, knowing that the urge is a wave that does end, knowing that you may fall off and it may be challenging. It's a skill to master, and you know you can master the skill.